when you hear bad reputation, is there someone that comes to mind? Is there a person that you can think of automatically? Well, if you name someone other than yourself, shame on you. We should always be thinking of ourselves first when it comes to reputations. What is reputation? Reputation is repetition. It's the one thing that stands out in people's minds that, of another person that they're known for. Something this person works so hard their lives to make themselves known for. Is it good or bad? Well, is it important to have a good reputation? Is it sin to have a bad reputation? Well, obviously it's good to have a good reputation. If we look at Genesis 6, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Otherwise, everyone would have been destroyed. And in Genesis 9, God blessed Noah and his sons. So Noah obviously had a bad reputation. No, he had a good reputation. And that's what we should be striving for. When we become a Christian, when we became a Christian, when we were baptized, we become a new person. The old person is put away and should be put away for good. Let's turn over to 2 Corinthians 5 and we'll look at verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So, that bad reputation that we may have had or may still have should be gone away. We have to always be changing to become pleasing to God. A Christian is someone new, not of this world. That's why it says we're called out of this world. As Christians and being baptized, we are holy and we are a temple. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians 3. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? So, to have a bad reputation and to continue with a bad reputation is defiling our temple, God's temple. We're not our own anymore. What does God say about defiling his temple? Well, let's continue on. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Now, that also goes for us as a group. We are a body, the temple of the church. So if anyone tries to destroy the church or turn people away, they will be destroyed. Their reputation will be destroyed along with them. It also in First Corinthians 6:19, it also reflects this. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 19. If I can find where I put it here. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? We are not our own anymore. Let's continue on. Verse 20. We were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Jesus Christ died for us. We all know that. And we were bought with his life. So our changing this new person that we're to become is not to be taken lightly. This is a serious matter. God sees it as a very serious matter. We just saw that he will destroy whoever defiles. What else does he have to say about this? Let's look at Ecclesiastes 7. Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 1. As soon as I can get there. Didn't mark that one. It's your fault. So, Ecclesiastes 7, verse 1. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. So what he's saying here is, we're better off dead than having a bad reputation, because if we continue on with a bad reputation, what is it saying? It's saying it's sin. It's a sin that we don't repent of. It's a continual sin that is constantly occurring. Bad reputation. So, eventually, we will be dead. We won't have eternal life. It is a matter of life and death, our reputation. But there is good news. And we do have help. Philippians 1 and verse 6. It's Philippians 1 and verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, if we work hard and take this change seriously, we have help. We have God's Spirit. We can overcome. I'm not saying it's easy and it's something we can do overnight, but we have to try. We have to continue to work, learn, and grow. That's what God expects of us. It's simple. It's not to be taken lightly. Now, does it make a difference as far as our group goes, a group of people? Does our reputation individually matter to people that look at us as a group? Of course it does. If you're a hypocrite, do you think someone's going to want to take advice from you, listen to what you have to say? Do you think that if you're known for your harshness and heavy-handed fist, that they're going to want to be around? No, of course not. We have an outline as to how we're to be, and it's pretty much all over the Bible. We have to be kind, loving, fair. We have to have patience with each other. We have to always put God first, and we know whatever comes from God is good. And we have to imitate God. Paul says it. Timothy says it. Imitate us who imitate Jesus. And that's where we find our strength, is good examples. People with good reputations. So as we look at us as a group, obviously, individually, people aren't going to want to, like I said, take advice from us or even be around us or talk to us if all we do is condemn other people, find all their faults, point out bad reputations. Instead of giving people the benefit of the doubt, helping each other grow, encouraging each other. Just a few words of encouragement once in a while. It's nice to see you. I enjoyed spending time with you. Have a good day. This is a Christian. We're not looking to fight with each other and beat each other down. We're not to be lazy. We have to work. We have to work at ourselves to grow. We have to work as a group to grow together. So that reputation as a group stands out above everything else. When we look at reputations, let's look at Revelation. Reputations as a church. Revelation, let's go to 3 and verse 14. We know what this is. To the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write, these things says the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish you were cold or hot. This is a reputation that we don't want, especially when God looks at us as a group. A reputation in the world matters every much as it does to God, because we are to be examples to the world. We are ambassadors. If we turn back to 2 Corinthians 6, I believe it was there, 6:19. Let's continue on verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as through God we're pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Be reconciled to God. Please him. Get on his good side. Noah was. Abraham was. We can do it. The whole church can do it. We can do it together. That's why we are together. That's why we be together every Sabbath and every holy day. So when we look at our reputation as a church, let's continue on in Revelation 3. Let's go to verse 7 now. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia. Let's skip down to verse 8. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. No one. The only one that can shut it on us is ourselves. So we have to strive for a good reputation. For you have little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, hypocrites, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you. Doesn't that feel good? Jesus Christ is going to put those at our feet that say they're Christians and try to beat us down and take our good reputation away from us. So when we look at our reputation, we have to look at ourselves first. Become the perfect reputation in people's eyes as Christians and in God's eyes. When we have our reputation that pleases God, then we will have our crown of life and we will not worry anymore.